7340, I'm at the end of the line on 92nd and Foster.
7340, we got your request to talk. How can we help?
I have a man at this bus stop who is starting fires, doing drugs, and then I have a passenger who has missed the last 10, and she doesn't know how she's supposed to get home, and she's afraid to be out at this bus stop with this man starting fires.
All right, copy that. Are you, let's see here, are you done for the night? Are you willing to give her a ride to where she needs to go?
I am done for the night. Yeah, I could do that. I'm not a... She... So is there any more 10s that are running for tonight?
Out of Foster, I'm not 100% sure, so stand by. Let me look. That's a negative. The last one out of Foster layover was 17:19. It's about 30 minutes ago.
Okay, I'll give her a ride, but you might want to send somebody out here. He really is setting newspapers on fire.
I got it. And he's inside the shelter there?
He has a shopping cart. He's outside of the shelter, but he's right in front of my bus stop.
All right, copy that. Can you give me a description of him?
Black shoes, no shirt, black pants, maybe about 5'5", 5'6". Older gentleman, haven't seen his face to know how old. White male, but he is an older guy. His hair is kind of gray.
All right, copy that. So, doing drugs, smoking, or something else? Does he have any weapons with him?
Not on his person. I don't know what's in his shopping cart, but he's definitely doing a lot of burning things up over here with a pop can, and he's had a little fire going for a little bit.
All right, copy all that. Yeah, let's just get that customer where they need to go. Just follow the 10 routing. We don't want you to go on any special streets. Stay on bus routes. If you need any help with that routing, let me know. Otherwise, once you're clear of that, just give me a ready for service, and that way we know you're clear and you're headed back to the garage.
Okay, I am going to need a description of the 10 because I haven't done it for a while. I think she just needs to go on the other side of 122nd and back to on Harold's. I think that's around where she lives.